What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com, host of the Sports Card Strategy Show. Welcome to this special edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show. I am live from the Mint Collective in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand. And I thought it would be really cool and fun to let all of you know what the Mint Collective is all about and why I came. And mainly I came for you all. I wanted to learn more about what's going on in the business side of the sports card hobby and show you some behind the scenes content. So there are going to be several podcast episodes and videos from the Mint Collective. This one is the special edition overview where I'm going to be walking you guys through the giveaway items that I got as a Mint exclusive full VIP package, which I paid for. There's nothing VIP about me. We all paid for that. So the giveaways that came with that, I want to talk about some of the businesses that I met and learned about and give some shout outs to a lot of the people that came to the Mint Collective. And then, of course, I want to get into the cards, the cards that are here at the card show element of the Mint Collective and some of the plays that I've made here. So I'm going to walk you guys through kind of an overview. So basically, the reason I decided to come is because one of my contacts at eBay suggested it to me, and eBay is the presenting sponsor, but also Collectible and IMG are presenting sponsors. And I happened to be lucky enough to meet the director of marketing from Collectible. Her name's Sarah Martin at the London Card Show. So she's also here. Shout out to Sarah. She's doing a really good job. Lucy Cotillion from eBay is amazing. Her and her team are amazing. So check out some of our other videos from the Mint Collective on the eBay price guide, the eBay My Collection feature, the vault, and all the different tools that the eBay team has put together. I will be broadcasting some of those in future episodes, special edition episodes from the Mint Collective. So what I'm going to do is kind of show you guys some behind the scenes B-roll video that I took, talk you guys through it for those of you that are listening on Apple and Spotify, and walk you through kind of the event schedule from a business standpoint, just so you guys know. I will say, if any of you out there, audience members of the Sports Card Strategy Show or subscribers to nooffseason.com have a business in the hobby, I would highly recommend that you consider coming to the Mint Collective in the future, because it is an industry summit for the sports card hobby. You really do get to meet everybody that's here. So there's people here from Fanatics, Topps, Panini, PSA, SGC, CSG, all of the top companies in sports cards are here. All the top media companies in sports card are here. Sports Card Investor, Sports Card Strategy Show, No Offseason, Sports Card Live, Sports Cards Nonsense, which shout out to those guys, Mike and Jesse. They are fellow Tennesseans. So we actually had the same flight from Nashville to Las Vegas, and I got to know those guys a little bit. They are great guys. So shout out to them, the hosts of Sports Cards Nonsense on The Ringer. And Kendall and I, we strive to do better than Mike and Jesse. I'm not going to lie, but they set the bar pretty high. So we're doing the best we can here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. And yeah, I mean, I'm going to get into some of the details here, but I'm going to leave this episode for mainly the shout outs, the behind the scenes footage, and the card show element to give you guys an update and talk about some of the businesses that are new in the hobby that I think are interesting. And then we're going to get into other episodes. I'm going to stream a few more episodes from the Mint Collective before episode 76 airs of the Sports Card Strategy Show on Monday, because I want to get all of the Mint Collective content out while it's still timely. There's some breaking news, but I also have behind the scenes sessions. So I will be airing full sessions of everything that I went to at the Mint Collective. So those will include sneak peeks at Fanatics products, really cool elements of Topps products, kind of some breaking news from Topps that you may have already heard about. CSG grading school, that's going to be another one. I'm going to air an episode on how to grade like a CSG grader. Sports cards in 2028, that'll be with David Lanier from Fanatics Collectibles, Jesse Craig from PWCC, Scott Roskin from Beckett, and my new friend, Jeremy Lee from Sports Cards Live. Shout out Jeremy Lee. We're going to get into one of his businesses here in a second, but there's also going to be a session, Luber's Manifesto, 18 months later, an examination of the state of the hobby. That was pretty interesting. The Future of Sports Fandom, that had Sabrina Ionescu, WNBA superstar in it, so you'll see her. And then the eBay team did a great job. So as I mentioned, the eBay team, I will be airing their behind-the-scenes sessions on how to use all their tools, how to come up with a mint listing, an optimized listing for your eBay store. And let's see, there was also a session that I went to on international, growing the hobby internationally. That was definitely like behind the scenes in terms of like how international hobby shops get their allocation. So that was pretty interesting. All right, so let's get into the giveaway items. So you had your standard bag here. So there's a Topps Mint Collective bag. That's actually pretty nice, branded. So that's what you put all your stuff in. There was a poster, kind of a cool poster here. Some Las Vegas artwork and, you know, the play on the playing cards with the sports cards and, of course, the Las Vegas sign. So that's kind of a cool poster. A couple free PSA magazines. I'll actually be happy to give these out to a listener or sell them on my eBay store. But two with J-Rod. So exclusive Mint Collective PSA magazines for those of you who collect PSA magazines. If you're interested, email me at paul@nooffseason.com. If I don't give them away to an audience member, I'm going to probably list them for sale on my eBay store because they do sell pretty well. So a couple other giveaway items that I thought were cool that just kind of came throughout the event. One session I'm going to air up next is going to be the Monopoly Prism basketball board game and blaster box that comes out. So that's called Bringing Trading Cards Mainstream, Monopoly Prism Trading Card Game, NBA Edition. Jason Haworth from Panini America, Alex Forti from Hasbro, who I had a chance to speak with at one of the events here at the Mint Collective. He's a great guy. He works for Hasbro. And it was moderated by Tracy Hackler of Roadshow Cards, formerly of Panini. Well, I was walking into that session, they actually handed me two free packs of these Monopoly Prism cards. So you can see I got Steph Curry and Ja Morant, but I also got Klay Thompson. So you can see like the back of the Monopoly Prism card here. Kind of looks like a Panini Adrenaline, I guess. But with the Monopoly branding on it. And then my player, Jeremy Soshan. I don't even know who that is. Gary from Hoops and Cards is probably the only person that I know who would know who that is. And then there were some other giveaways throughout the event. For example, Topps gave away some cards at the premiere of the, what do they call it? They called it it's basically a card show, Marketplace. So the Marketplace sneak peek last night, I got those Topps cards. So those are pretty cool. Wanted to share that with you. But I think the coolest giveaway actually is this little mini like slab case with the Mint Collective eBay logo on it. And when you open it up, it's got a silver pack, Mint Collective silver pack Topps in it. And I probably should bring this card to the Panini America booth to receive a Panini pack. So I'll do that actually later this afternoon. And yeah, but it's like a slab case that holds about maybe one slab. It's tiny, holds maybe one slab or, you know, maybe multiple, cards and top loaders and things like that. So, all right, I am going to move on to some of the businesses that I thought were unique in the hobby this year. And then maybe we'll talk about some of the news before we give some more shout outs and get into some of the cards, the plays that I made here at the Mint Collective. So here's some of the just what it looks like, you know? What does it look like to be at the Mint Collective, be behind the scenes, just kind of showing you guys the MGM Grand? This was Thursday, so people kind of just getting set up. I got in super early. I flew out first thing Thursday morning out of Nashville. I had a 5 a.m. flight, which was weird. So I landed at 7 a.m. Vegas time. And like I said, Mike and Jesse from Sports Cards Nonsense were on my flight. We talked a little bit, super nice guys. I actually had to apologize to them because for those of you who don't know, I kind of wrote them I spewed some hate at them a couple years ago when, you know, I was going through a little bit of a rough time, they were a bright spot in my day. And for whatever reason, I just got frustrated with a couple of the episodes of the shows that they had and, you know, spewed some unnecessary hate at them, and they're great guys. We made up, I think. So shout out to Mike and Jesse. I really appreciate all of what you guys do, and I'm always here to help you guys out and support you. You can see, again, this is kind of them setting up behind the scenes at the Mint Collective. This is walking through the MGM Grand. A lot of promotion for cards. Just want to show you guys this because, like I said, if you have a business in the hobby or you're thinking about starting a hobby business, I would highly encourage you to flush that out and pursue that and come to the Mint Collective next year and meet people and share your ideas and talk about your challenges. And people at this conference are very, very willing to support and talk you through how you can make it in the hobby as a business. And we're all in it together. This is a behind the scenes look at Thursday night. This was the founders kickoff party featuring Mintcast and Box War. So you can see right here, this is the Box War. They had a lot of breakers that were there. And for those of you who understand how a box war works, you'll get this. To be honest, I am not a breaker. I don't really understand how a box war would work, but it's kind of like an NCAA tournament bracket. I don't know how you pick a winner, though. So if any of you understand that, leave a comment below or jump into the chat and let me know, or tweet at me at No Offseason Card or at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram. There you see Card Collector 2, Jeff Wilson. There's Alex from Hasbro. Shout out to T-Pot from Sports Card Investor and Doug Husky from Sports Card Investor. Those are two good friends of mine. We got to hang out quite a bit. So this was a little bit awkward at the Founders kickoff party. I thought this was super awkward because you have Kay Adams, and that's Jeremy Lee from Sports Card Live. They are in person, but they're actually like trying to facilitate a live stream broadcast with Peyton Manning and AJ Dillon and Michael Rubin from Fanatic. So again, this is the behind the scenes look at the Founders kickoff party. I am there taking B-roll. Also shout out to my guys at Graybo's Sports Cards in Richmond, Virginia, brand new hobby shop. Ryan Fitz and Duke Dodson and I got to hang out quite a bit. We were hanging out at the Founders kickoff party here. Definitely check out Graybo's online. Their website address is graybo'scards.co. Definitely check them out. They're great guys. I really, really enjoyed hanging out with them at the Founders kickoff party. But you see there, you saw Jeff Wilson and Card Collector 2, hung out with those guys a little bit. Ryan Johnson, they actually have cards featured in the Topps Big League release this year. So it was super cool to actually watch Ryan Johnson rip the card out of Big League that Jeff Wilson gave to him. And I was right there standing next to those guys. That was really cool. Some guys like Chad Gill and other audience members of the Sports Card Strategy Show have texted or emailed me about, I think jokingly, why wasn't I in that release as an influencer? I saw Aaron Nowak, I think is his name, from Slab Stocks, is in there as an influencer as well. Well, I did actually ask Clay Larashi, VP of Product Development for Topps, how I can follow in Card Collector 2 and Jeff Wilson's footsteps and get in there next year as an influencer and give him my card. And he said he's going to pass that along to a brand manager and see what they can do. So I don't know what the process is, but it was very, very interesting to see those fellow content creators in the hobby get recognized in a box of Topps Big League cards. They have their own card, which is pretty amazing, to be honest. So, all right, next, let's go through some of the businesses that are in the hobby that I kind of wanted to talk about. So bear with me here. For those of you who are listening, I apologize. This could get a little rough for you all. But for those of you that are watching on YouTube, you'll see I'm going to bring up a couple things. So let's start with eBay. So eBay has this amazing display in the middle of the marketplace. So the marketplace is like the card show element. And like I mentioned in this episode, I'm leaving out a lot of the business sessions. I'm going to air each of the business sessions that I went to. But you can see eBay has basically like a virtual reality version of their vault service. So you can go to the middle of the eBay booth display in the center of the marketplace, which is basically the card show portion, which is all day Saturday. And I got a VIP sneak peek last night on Friday. And you can experience the eBay vault. But also, you see here that there's NFL all day, which I got an NFL all day pack that is basically like NBA Top Shot, for those of you familiar with NBA Top Shot. And then there's just a ridiculous amount of businesses that are there. Pretty much everyone in the hobby is there. My Slabs, you saw Golden, you know, just basically everyone, every grading company. And I mean, I got to run this B-roll back again just to kind of walk you guys through it. So the eBay vault service is really, really cool. Like I said, you can see people checking that out in the vault trials virtual reality demo. And then PWCC is obviously there. Whatnot is there. Fanatics, you see the Fanatics booth. There's Drip Shop Live. I've talked to those guys. Pristine Auction, Golden. So, you know, MBA grading, which is the authentication service that PWCC uses. So just a ton of different businesses there. I want to talk specifically about some businesses that I thought you guys might be a little bit interested in. So I met this guy, Mr. Minty. I was talking to Teapot from Sports Card Investor, a good friend of mine now, fellow Sparty, and he introed me to Mr. Minty. So this is like a grading preparation service. It's kind of like a pre-grading, and Mr. Minty does really well. So I would encourage you to check out Mr. Minty. Shout out to Mr. Minty. All right, up next, you're going to see PSA. So PSA is there. PSA was also at the National. I don't know why you would go to a show to get your card graded when you could just do it from home. There's so many other things at the event that, I mean, you may be dealing in like high-end PSA cards that you want to get graded that day. And if that's the case and you don't want to ship them and you'd rather take them with you to the card show, I totally understand that. Another thing that I thought was interesting is like, there's some of these wearables. So wearables are becoming like the next thing. So this is Slab Mags. I don't know if you guys, what you think of wearables, like would you wear your cards? Like I'm interested in whether or not you guys would wear your cards. But there's like three or four different wearable businesses. So Slab Mags has like these different sizes. Shout out to Slab Mags. The guys there. And then there's more. Like this seems to be like the next new thing. And I wanted to show, okay, here's another one that's like a little bit blingier. SYS, show your slabs, I guess is what it stands for. And it's like a little bit blingier, but then they also have like a slab wall Slab, Shield. What do you guys think of these kinds of businesses? I mean, again, I wish everybody the best. So, like, props to all of these people. I'm going to give shout outs to even more businesses as we go, but I wanted to show you guys the B-roll on that. And another one that I wanted to talk about is called Tag Grading. So Tag Grading is super cool. Shout out to Jeremy Lee, who apparently is an investor in Tag Grading. But I talked to one of the guys from Tag Grading, and he kind of walked me through. But I think Tag Grading, this is the first I've ever heard of it, but you can see here, I think, first of all, the branding is sick. So shout out to them. Like, whoever worked on their marketing and branding and just product development. You see they're $20 per card. I guess they launched sort of like HGA, where they had like a drop. And some of you may already know this, but I didn't know about Tag Grading until today when I saw them at the Mint Collective. So this is a little bit more about Tag Grading. So they have a QR code on their label, which a lot of companies have, like everybody has a QR code on their label, but they have like a full 100-point grading scale, but then also they have the out of 10 grading scale that everybody's familiar with. But when you scan your QR code, it takes you to this web page where it shows you why it got the grade that it got from like a really freaking detail standpoint. Like you can see here, like a corner, a surface, back edges, the slabbed image, which every grading company gives you, but Tag is giving you way more than that. So I really, really wanted to give Tag props. The other thing I think is really cool is that they send you this kit. So when you get into one of their drops, they send you this kit so that you can prep your cards for grading with their stuff and then seal it with their stuff so that it's boom, just ready to send into them. So really, really impressed with Tag Grading. Out of all the new, all the new companies that I saw, I think I'm most impressed with Tag Grading. So I'd like to welcome in a new commenter, Rascal 30. Rascal 30, thanks for joining the show. Really appreciate it. He's talking about the, I guess Beckett. He's saying Beckett is retracting the new grading scale. He says, commenters in a NEO video are saying that they got emails from Beckett retracting the new grading scale. I guess they are Beckett members. Multiple commenters said they got the email. He said this is from minutes ago. So breaking news from Rascal 30, who is in the comments. Really appreciate you for dropping that knowledge in. Normally when I have Lefty McKee as a co-host, I'm quicker to the comments section while Lefty's talking. But since I'm talking this entire episode, I'm a little bit slower to the comments section. So Rascal 30, thanks so much. So yeah, he's referring to Beckett had changed their grading scale. And many of you have probably heard that what they did was they changed the requirements of a gem mint card to needing to have 1/10 subgrade and 3/9/5 subgrades. And instead of being a gem mint 9/5, it's now a gem mint 10. And so what that did was it caused a huge uproar and basically made the Beckett 9/5, many of the Beckett 9/5 gem mints null and void, essentially. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're retracting it or not, but thanks, Rascal, for chiming in. Rob Masora from Bob's Card Market. What's up, brother? Good to see you. Yeah, this is live now. I'm live. I'm live, baby. Interested in Tag, love their slabs and intense details. Yeah, I mean, I talked to Jeremy Lee from Sports Cards Live. We had a good conversation, and he is he's an investor in Tag, and he says he really did his due diligence on them, and he's impressed and put his money there, and he was behind the Tag booth, and so I was talking to him. So I thought that was really cool. I'd like to figure out maybe how we can talk to somebody from Tag on the show and see how things are going. So NEO is Northeast Ohio podcast. Thank you for from the Facebook user. Sorry, I can't see who you are, Facebook user, but I know you are a loyal audience member because Sports Card Strategy Facebook group is where you're coming in from. So appreciate that. Go to sportscardstrategy.com if you want to join the Facebook group. There's a quick link there. People are saying they got emails from Beckett saying that the new grading system isn't official yet. Rob Masora sitting on a beach in Cancun. Dude, I hear you, man. He says, I'm not sure if I'd rather be here or in Vegas with you. I'm like that too. When I'm on vacation, I love my family and I love getting away. But by like the third or fourth day, I'm sort of ready to kind of itching to get back to cards and get back to work and all that stuff. So Cowboys fan trading cards. Thanks so much for jumping into the show. How much is it to register for the Mint Collective Conference? So there's different price points. I think I paid since I flew in from Nashville to Vegas and I wanted like all the stuff. I wanted to get all the sessions. I wanted to meet all the people. I wanted to get all the giveaways and everything like that. So I paid, I think it was $600, which is not cheap, but you can come for like just the Friday or you could come for just the Saturday. And even if you come for just the Saturday, it's much cheaper and you still get to network with everybody who's here. And Saturday is basically just the card show. So it's kind of like being at a mini national, not quite as big as the national, not quite as, not quite as packed yet. I'm going to go back down there in a few minutes, but it is Chad Gill, the Facebook user. Chad, thanks so much for chiming in. Yeah, there's, Chad is a analyst for nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show. And Chad and I were both kind of thinking if this Beckett grading scale does hold and a lot of the old gem mint 9.5s are essentially rendered non-gem mint anymore because maybe they don't have that 10 subgrade. They don't meet those new minimum requirements. That would be an opportunity for us slab crackers to go slab crackle and pop, if you will, go buy as many of those old BGS slabs and crack them and submit them to PSA. So anyway, thanks everybody for commenting. Keep the comments coming. So that was kind of the giveaway overview, the business overview. Really like tag. The wearables, I think, are a little bit cheesy, to be honest, but I really want to give everybody props in terms of what they're doing. I think Mr. Minty's cool. There's a lot of new dealers here, a lot of people. There's a guy, what's his name? Dang it. I can't believe. Oh, Nick. Nick Chang. Nick Chang, shout out. You'll see a video here of Nick Chang. I'm going to pull up some of the cards and some of the displays so you can see some of the cards that were here at the show in a minute. But shout out Nick Chang. He's a listener of the show. Met a lot of listeners of the show, which is really cool. Really excited to be in a position where I can. Here's the Beckett display where they're showing off, like, if they retract it, it would be it would definitely be weird. I know Beckett sort of has this history maybe of doing these kinds of things. I don't know for myself, but I've just heard through the grapevine from a lot of you that like Beckett has had some of these struggles. And I mean, you can see here, like, they've got a full booth at the Mint Collective promoting this new grading scale. The new Gem Mint is here. So like, if this is not official, I mean, this is a horrible, horrible business operation. Like, it's, if this is really true that they're retracting this, I mean, I don't like to put anybody down, but that is a joke. I mean, I have to tell it like it is. I mean, if they're seriously, they go through all the effort to make this announcement and have that display, invest all this money in having that display and coming out here and talking about it. I was in a session with what's his name? Scott Roskin from Beckett, and he's talking about it. So I don't understand like why they would do that. But so tag, back to our new friend Rascal 30. He says, not being a hater, but every time he's checked out tag, they have zero available grading spots. Yeah, I personally think it's a bit excessive. Seems like they need more employees. Probably true. They're probably trying to create scarcity and not put themselves in a position where they overpromise and underdeliver. So I can respect what you're saying, Rascal 30, but I think that You know, when you're a new business, you have to create scarcity. You have to create demand. Essentially what they're doing is creating demand. Who knows how many cards they're grading, right? Who knows how many cards they have, potential to grade. So I think that, I did speak to a couple people to get their take on tag. They were saying the same things, Rascal. They were like, hey, this is cool, but I couldn't get into the drop, or I got into one drop, wanted to get into another one, couldn't get into another one. Tag didn't give any idea on when they would open up grading more, but I can go back down there in a minute and try to ask them. So now that you guys are asking those questions, I'm happy to go back down and try to ask. And I'll definitely email Jeremy Lee, because I want to try to get him on our show and maybe go on his show, Sports Cards Live. We'll see. And I'll ask him about tag. So definitely some good stuff. Keep dropping comments, guys. I'll check them. I'll keep checking here. Is tag 100% AI grading? Chad Gill says, I don't think so. They're not like billing themselves as that necessarily, but I'm not sure. It didn't seem like it. I could be wrong, but I'm going to keep kind of showing some B-roll here. So these are the Sports Cards Nonsense guys. They did a podcast. It's called a live podcast. It was during the sessions on Friday. So it's a little bit like it wasn't like a main attraction. You'll see here in a second that there weren't that many people in the room. But it is cool, in my opinion, that they get elevated. Them and Luca Nation got elevated to like these podcast spots at the Mint Collective. And I would love Sports Card Strategy for Lefty and I to be in one of these spots next year. So if you guys agree, any of our loyal audience agrees with me, that we should get elevated to one of these spots, email me at paul@nooffseason.com and I'll tell you who you should email to basically put in a good word for us to be in one of these live spots like Mike and Jesse were, and like the guys from Luca Nation were. Again, it's not like it's a huge attraction, but it would elevate our profile, and I think it would do a lot for our brand. So I would really appreciate that. Back to the grading, HGA started with this created scarcity and look where they are now. Yeah, Rascal. I mean, the thing is, I kind of agree with what you're saying. It's like, it's really hard to break in as a grading company. I mean, our friend Frankie, in the UK for digital UK, digital grading UK, like he's got path ahead of him that's super, super hard, because as good as he is, and he's like pretty much 100% AI grading, and I've cracked his slabs and sent him to PSA, and he is accurate in terms of how PSA grades. His stuff has cracked and crossed over to 10s when he's been in the 90s and his 100 grades and things like that. So it's almost like no matter how good you are, it's going to be really, really hard to crack into the grading scene, pardon the pun there. But I really, I do appreciate these companies, even HGA, Tag, and, you know, there's others that you'll see like in the background that are trying to get in. Of course, Frankie, Digital Grading UK. This Panini Prism display was like one of the more beautiful displays I've ever seen in my life. I just don't know really what the actual value is to the attendee for this display, other than like it's really freaking cool to look at. But I mean, like, what's the value? Like, what do you get? I don't know. Maybe I need to go redeem this instead of talking to you guys. Maybe I need to go redeem this this card to get my 2023 Mint Collective pack. Now, this is kind of funny. Like, I just realized this. So Topps put their pack in the freaking thing, right? But Panini is making us go get it. You know, that kind of sucks. But I'll go get it, I guess. And again, email me at paul@nooffseason.com. I'm happy to give you guys some of this stuff from the conference. Mainly the reason I came is for you guys to share with you. So I'll be sharing some of those other sessions in the other videos coming later, probably later today on the channel. But if you miss them today, they'll obviously be on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulHickey, and on Spotify and Apple. So shout out to Jason Galeski. He's the owner of sports card machines. He's always buying. eBay is sports card machines. IG is sports card machines. And Facebook.com/sports card machines. Shout out to Jason. He had some awesome. Rob, you'd be jealous, man. Rob, I pulled a Rob Masora. I went through for like, I spent like almost an hour with Jason and I went through all of his stuff and I spent $70 on just an absolute crap ton of cards from Jason, stuff that I never would have bought, but that Rob Masora is inspiring me to buy and then list on YouTube. So John Cena authentic shirt relic, $15. Aaron Rodgers, who you guys know I freaking hate, $3 out of 75 Panini 2022 Classics. Got some first Bowman autos out of 50 of some projected 2023 NBA second round picks. These were $5 each out of 50. Josiah Jordan James and Devin Askew, autos out of 50. Domantas Sabonis, raw hoops, $2. He's going to have a playoff run. He's going to have a moment in the playoffs. Jalen Brunson will have a moment in the playoffs with the Knicks. Optic rated rookie raw, $2. Joker, $2. Prism and mosaic variations out of 2019 and 2017. All right, here it is, everybody. Where's Toa and for Teapot? This is Tom Izzo. This is the first Tom Izzo card I've ever seen. So I got a $2 World of Sports Upper Deck Clear Competitors 2010 Tom Izzo for $2. I was at the 2000 National Championship run. I went to the game where we beat Iowa State in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. And then after seeing Sabrina Ionescu in person, I decided to buy her Goodwin Champions Upper Deck 2021. I'm not sure if this is a rookie or not, but it is out of $3.99 and it was $3. Got a Bones Highland Green Prism, $3. Calvin Johnson Bowman rookie. What do you think of all this? Travis Kelce out of 150, Top's Finest, 2015, $3. Deion Coach Prime Sanders, $1, numbered, serial numbered to 2500 print run out of Don Russ. 2000 in the game. LaDain Tomlinson, top numbered to 99, refractor in the Jets uniform. Jason, where you at? And I got some football cards for you. Gronk, numbered to 75, 2019, $5. These are all a little bit less than with our guy Jason. Man, Jason, hopefully you listen to the show moving forward. We can have you on here, talk about your store and the plays that you're helping people make. Ray Lewis out of 500. This is a Topps Chrome refractor, black refractor. Aaron, out of 299, clear shots, $1. Why not, Rob Masora? Right? I mean, isn't this what you do? You just buy all these and then list them on the card treasury on eBay. Check out the card treasury. Here's a little near and dear to my heart. Authentic game-worn jersey. I'm a Detroit Tigers fan, not a Marlins fan, but this is him in his Marlins uniform, game-worn. Topps, 2004. And then kind of a cool one. Growing up, my favorite music group was Run DMC. I've always loved hip hop music from a young age. Age 6, I started listening to Run DMC. So this is Daryl DMC McDaniels, number 41 out of 100. He's wearing an Alice in Chains shirt. It's a Steelers card. Fans of the game, 2016 Panini Donruss. There's only 100 of these guys. So when you find one on eBay, no off-season card, you got to bid it up, baby. So thanks to Jason Bileski. Really appreciate that. An interesting new business. This is an app called Gem 10. They're still in beta in iOS, but they launch next week in iOS. So I betaed their app, and they gave me a whatever it's called, like a a clear pack, like a repack. They gave me a repack, a free repack. And in the repack was a PSA slab. Gary from Hoops and Cards. I have never heard of this guy, but Ely Okobo. But this is a rated rookie optic shock. Ely Okobo PSA 9. Free. Thanks to Gem 10. Another new business in the hobby. Again, I don't know how these how this will do, but this is called the Mint Club. No, it's not. It's called the Gem Mint Club. So go to thegemmintclub.com. Shout out to what they're doing. It's like a loyalty rewards program membership for people who buy cards. So that's interesting new business. A lot of new businesses. Let me know what you guys think about all these new businesses in the hobby. One established business, however, that our friend Rob Masora swears by is it's called Chronozio. So Rob told me about Chronozio when we were at the Nashville card show not too long ago. And I met their founder, Jonathan Bernier. He's from Montreal, Canada, and Chronozio.com. So basically, if you've heard Rob from Bob's Card Market on the Sports Card Strategy Show, he basically sells a ridiculous amount of cards on his eBay store, the Card Treasury. And he does that using this technology, Chronozio, where you can scan, auto crop, and auto document, and then list online and sell on eBay. So Chronozio.com, check it out. Rob and I are probably going to partner up together on some tutorials for Chronozio. But thank you, Jonathan, for the opportunity to work with you and promote your business. And we'll see what comes from that. We the Hobby is an interesting, like mainly a repack business. So shout out to Katie Bright Snittle, Director of Communications. Katie, I'm going to email you and we are going to figure out how to help each other out in the hobby. I mentioned Jeremy Lee, content creator, host. He's with Tag Grading. Shout out to Jeremy. Eddie Delatt from Cool Cards 28. Check out Eddie Blatt from Cool Cards 28. Jason Martinez, I met, is the co-founder of No City, nocity.co. This is like a new bag, slab bag. That's pretty cool. They got a great like design where the bag goes over the shoulder and then you pull it out and put it on the table at the show, but the bag stays over your shoulder. Let me know what you guys think of that. Cardboard Connection, met up with them. We all know them. They're the Checklist Kings, right? Underdog Collectibles in Knoxville, Tennessee. Scott from Underdog Collectibles. We're going to do some stuff. I'm going to try to feature. I write for sportscardinvestor.com, for those of you who don't know. And I'm looking to feature hobby shops and super collectors. So I want to try to reach out to Scott from Underdog Collectibles and feature him as a hobby shop. Cardboardboxbreaks.com. Met those guys. Nice guys. I think they're the ones that, yeah, they do hockey. So they're like the hockey pros. So many of you know that I have a basketball card strategy show with Gary from Hoops and Cards, football card strategy show with Andy from Football Card Quest, and a golf card strategy show with Mike LaCusta from, he's Golf Card Collector with underscores in between on Instagram. And I'm looking for maybe a collaborator on a hockey card strategy show. So I'm thinking the guys from Cardboard's Box Breaks would be the hockey guys that maybe I can partner up with. Hoodies Collectibles is a great consignment shop. They feature consignment. So they're in Beaverton, Oregon, which is near and dear to my heart because I'm obsessed with the little brand many of you may know called Nike. Enjoyyourcards.com. Check out enjoyyourcards.com. Nice people there. Max Barnes, by the way, is the consignment director at Hoodies. And then I talked to Waxstat. Check out waxstat.com. This is like a Market Movers or Card Ladder, but just for wax. So a lot of new businesses. Wanted to give them a shout out. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody. I saw my guy Jay Reed from PWCC. Nice tattoos. Shout out, Jay. Who else? I probably missed somebody. but I wanted to give everybody credit. Sports Cards Nonsense, Mike and Jesse, thanks for the sticker and the t-shirt. I don't know how many more times you'll see a Sports Card Strategy t-shirt right next to a Sports Cards Nonsense t-shirt. But shout out to those guys. They've got an app that they built called, I think it's called Card Shop Live. So want them to do well. Wishing everybody well. Happy to be here with my sports card investor peeps. Happy to be here representing nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show. Hopefully I'm bringing you guys all some great value. I know these videos, it's not typically what I do, but I feel like I came here for a reason. I wanted to get you guys a behind the scenes look. Up next, stay with me. I'm about to walk you through the cards that I bought at the show. In addition to the cards I got from Jason, I did buy other, so Jason Galeski, again, with Sports Cards Machines, check him out. In addition to the $70 I spent with Jason, I spent another $35 with another dealer, and then $350 might have been my best deal with another dealer. So that's coming up here in a second. And let me present to you, before I walk you through my plays, some more B-roll from the show from a card standpoint. So I want to show you some of the cool cards here because I know. Here's just some of the showcases. So a lot of Marcelo Mayer, a lot of vintage, a lot of Jamar Chase, a lot of college cards. So I think we'll be seeing more and more college cards, guys. Let me know what you think about like the Bowman U, different things like that. Still a lot of NBA, a lot of Luka, Tyler Hero. This Michael Jordan card I thought was interesting. So for those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, there's a Michael Jordan 1986 Fleer Authentic. Shout out to Markman Breakers, official breaker of the New Orleans Pelicans. That's notable. That's super notable. But this Michael Jordan card has a stick of gum stuck to the card because apparently, I didn't know this, but the 1986 Fleer basketball had gum in it. And so this is an authentic Jordan card. He wanted $1,000 for it. I think he probably would have taken a little bit less with the gum over Michael Jordan. So I had no idea that that kind of thing existed in the world, but I thought that was actually really cool. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Let me know if you already knew about that. Some really cool Shohei Ohtani. I'm not sure if this is going to be the video that shows. Yeah, this is the video. So this is like an artist signed Shohei Ohtani. The name of the artist is it starts with an M. The name of the artist is Mayumi Seto. And her signature is beautiful on the Shohei Ohtani card. And I thought that was really cool. So not signed by Shohei, but signed by the artist. And that was really cool. some full sets of 1986 basketball that I thought were interesting. So depending on the grade of the Jordan, the set was priced accordingly, but, a lot of those, and man, I mean, that would be like, I know that that's like super common and high print run and everything, but like, that's still kind of grail for me. I'm just a huge basketball card collector, basketball card fan. I mean, I like all the sports. You guys know football, soccer. I'm even into golf, hockey, baseball for sure. But like, I just think that that 1986, I just really, really like it for whatever reason. I know we kind of all have things in the hobby that we like and don't like, and I just am always attracted to that. I was not collecting back then. I was only 5 years old, so I was a few years away from like when I started collecting, but I like that set. So here are some of the booths. Like when I go to the National this year, I'm not going to have a booth, first of all. I just think it's too expensive and too late in the game for me to get in, but what I would like to do eventually is have like a setup where we are broadcasting in some way. So I thought it was cool that GoGTS Live, these guys, the Hobbies web show, GTS Distribution. I'm not familiar with their show. This is, again, first exposure to a lot of stuff for me, but I thought it was interesting that they had this setup. That would be something that I think I would like to partner with a hobby shop who wants to have a booth, and I would like to be the content creator for that hobby shop in the way that GT.
Doing what you're doing, and then.
And anyway, this is my guy Nick. So Nick is an audience member of the Sports Card Strategy Show, and shout out to Nick, Eminence Showcase. So check out Eminence Showcase and check out his cards. And you know, we gotta be loyal to our audience members here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. So everybody go support Nick, check out Eminence Showcase, and email me at paul@nooffseason.com if you want me to give you a shout out on the show, your hobby business. I'm happy to help everybody that's out there. So a lot of great cards to look at the Mint Collective. Let me take you through some of my plays real quick. But before I do that, I did want to show you, this is something that's near and dear to my heart from my childhood. They had starting lineup figures, and I don't see that every day. So the starting lineup figures I thought were really cool. And I don't know about these other toys, but I'm definitely into the starting lineups. Okay, everybody. Last thing before we sign off on this special edition from the Mint Collective, I want to talk you through a couple plays I made. So this card, for those of you who have followed my content since the beginning, Michael Jordan 1990 Skybox Base. I think it's a beautiful card. You know, it's got, I love this design. It's nostalgia for me. It's got him golfing on the back. Mike Lacusta and I talked about this as kind of a golf card on the last episode of the Golf Card Strategy Show on the nooffseason.com sports card content network. But this looks like a Gem Mint 10 to me. This looks like a PSA 10. And the reason I bought it is because I'm gonna include it in a submission, in a $19 submission. I've been buying all these cards to crack the slabs and submit to PSA, crack the slabs from other grading companies, submit to PSA, hopefully to get a Gem Mint 10 and a profit. And I'm going to submit this with it. I really think this is a Gem Mint 10, Michael Jordan, 1990 Skybox. So I'll report back to you guys on that. But I got that and this Michael Jordan baseball 1994 Upper Deck Star Rookies PSA 7. The comps for both of these are about $20 to $25. And I got these two total for $35. So from about $45, $50 is what it should have been, got it for $35. That's the kind of stuff you're going to get at a card show. So if you're one of those people that doesn't go to card shows, this is a reason to go to a card show and make a deal, because you're also saving on any sales tax that you would pay on eBay, and you're saving on shipping. And the seller benefits and is more willing to do a deal because they don't have to pay the fees. So by the way, if this does get a PSA 10, this Michael Jordan 1990 Skybox, it's about a $200, $250 card. So that would be a huge profit for me. I'd be like $35 into that particular card. And hopefully would be a big profit. And if it's I think a PSA 9 sells for about $25 to $29. So it wouldn't be a total loss if it gets a 9. And I think it's at worst a 9. Okay, then I think my best play of the day was it felt like 10 minutes, but it was probably realistically more like 45. If you've ever been to a card show, you probably agree with me. Going through this one guy's slab box. I'm a big fan of slab boxes. They can be a little bit tricky and misleading, so you got to be careful when you're going through slab boxes, but I really am a huge fan. So I was comping everything out. I put a ton of stuff back. I almost bought way more than this. I almost bought like a bunch of Tom Brady rookie PSA 8s. I almost bought a Deshaun Watson 2017 Silver Prism PSA 10 for $200. I think that would have been a good deal because that's probably going to go up. I don't like Deshaun Watson. I don't know who does, but basically I don't think that, you know, I don't think that that's like a great move though, because it'll probably go up, but I just don't want to hold Deshaun Watson from April 1st through, I don't know, August 15th or whatever, and have $200 tied up in Deshaun Watson. So I think that like, I probably would have sold it in August for like $250 anyway. And so I just didn't want to do that. So anyway, almost spent like $1,000 and ended up spending $350. And I spent $350 on three total cards. So for $350, I got Chad Gill. Let me know what you think of this. 1984-85 Star Isaiah Thomas BGS85. So the sticker price on this was $150. I got everything total for $350. So this comped out at PSA 8 recently for, I think, $162. So the sticker on this is $150. I got it for less than $150 because I got the whole three cards that should have been $400 for $350. I'll show you the other two cards in a second. But this has subgrades of centering 8, corners 8.5, edges 9, surface 8.5. And PSA now, they do grade the star cards. And so I'm excited to send this one to PSA. If it gets a PSA 9, I think it could be a $300 to $350 card. There's not many comps. But like I said, I think a PSA 8 sold for $162. It might have even been a PSA 7 sold for $162. So a PSA 8 would sell for more, and that's why I pulled trigger on this. So I'm really excited about that. I got a Pedri. For those of you who know that I lived in Spain for 5 years, I have a special affinity for guys like Pedri and Gavi and even sometimes Vinicius Jr. and Yunus Musa. And I'm trying to hold up this card to where you can actually see it because of my stupid background. But it is a for those of you listening or watching and can't see the card, it is a 2021 rookie Topps Football Festival Steve Aoki green out of 49, PSA 10. The last comp on this card did 160 something in PSA 10. So this I got for 150. So that was a good deal. And then the last comp of the 1992 Upper Deck Minor League number 5 Derek Jeter Gem Mint 10 rookie card was 125 according to Market Movers, and you can save on Market Movers if you use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. Get your first month for only $1. But the last comp on Market Movers of this card is 125 ish. I got it for 100. But really, these two cards by themselves are $300. So this card, you could look at it anyway. This card I kind of got the Derek Jeter for 50. Let's just say I got the Derek Jeter for 50. The last comp was 120. That's not going down. Probably sell that this baseball season. I might even list it for sale tomorrow. Steve Aoki Pedri rookie green out of 49. Last comp 160 something, got it for 150. And then I think a PSA 7. I'm almost positive. Chad, look it up for me. Let me know. Isaiah Thomas, 1984-85 star, number 261, BGS 8.5, $150, let's call it. Crack it, submit it to PSA. If it gets a 9, it could be like a $300 or $400 card. If it gets an 8, it should comp higher than the last 7, which was at 162. Got this for 150. So there'll be a $20 grading fee, obviously, but I think will work out. Pedri doesn't sell great. I just like him, and I think I've got some pretty sick Pedri cards. So if I ever find anybody who is into Pedri, then I got some good stuff to sell that person one day. But everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the special edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show from the Mint Collective. You heard some breaking news here about Beckett and the grading scale, and they might be reneging it, etc. We don't know, but stupid business decision, opportunity for sports card investors like us to go out and buy old BGS 9.5 gem mint slabs that people may not want anymore, crack them and submit them to PSA and make a profit off of it. So for more, everybody, check out nooffseason.com. I'd really appreciate it. And stay tuned for more live streams later today. I'm going to queue up in live stream format the sessions that I mentioned early in the episode. So you'll see the Panini Prism Monopoly session. You'll see the price guide beta, the price guide tool and collection tool from eBay. You'll see the sneak peek at some exciting innovations from Fanatics Collectibles, including like the MLB debut patch and some other really cool stuff. They're going to launch Retrofractors. And then they've got the follow backs. They've got really cool stuff coming from Topps, CSG Grading School, which I thought you guys would really like. And the infusing institutional capital and investment in collectibles. That's an interesting one. Cards in 2028 with David Lanier from Fanatics, Jesse Craig from PWCC, Scott Roskin from Beckett, and moderated by Jeremy Lee from Sports Cards Live. And an awkward one with the Panini guy who distributes to international card shops. So stay tuned for all of that. Everybody, thanks so much again for watching and listening to this special edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show. I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. Everybody, thanks so much and have a great day. And if Lefty were here, he would definitely say cue the rock music. So let's do it.